I want to ask you about the timing of this realignment call by the NHLPA. It's one thing to say it. I know the league's not happy about it. I know many owners and GMs aren't happy about it. But just for it to come, did you have a sense? We were a month removed from the initial announcement of the conferences and the vote by the Board of Governors. Did you get an inkling anytime sooner before this that this would come?
I think it's safe to say we had an inkling. Unfortunately, I think I had an inkling before the board meeting that they were not going to be granting their consent and they would find reasons not to grant it. Obviously, we worked hard to try to give them as much information as we could. We created analyses for them. But it was pretty clear throughout the process that they weren't really giving this a fair shake.
Now, Bill, did Donald Fehr give any indication the door is still left open for the two sides to maybe come to solution to this issue?
Well, I think he said, and I think that wants, it's the public positioning from the Players Association that they remain willing to talk through these issues. The problem is they continue to insist on changes to the playoffs, which, our board has approved a plan already, and quite frankly isn't interested in any change to the playoffs. And it's not like the issues that they raise about the playoffs aren't issues that were very apparent to the board when they made its decision. The fact of the matter is we needed an answer and a direction so that we could go about making a schedule. So it wasn't about making, drawing a line in the sand and putting a deadline for deadline's sake. The bottom line is we asked for an answer by Tuesday of last week. We continued to talk, hoping that we might be able to come to a resolution throughout the balance of last week. And finally, on Friday, the bottom line is Steve Hatzepetros has to start making a schedule. Teams have to start. We've already held up teams on season ticket renewals who wanted to market the new realignment. And unfortunately, they don't get to do it. And it's unfortunate for the fans.
Bill Daly, our guest. Couldn't I make the case, Bill, that there won't be a season with the same realignment, given that if this is just utilized by the players as a bargaining chip beyond the obvious that you need a new CBA in the next 8-9 months or so, that by the time a new season starts, it will get settled. Now, nobody wants a labor stoppage and nobody wants the labor dispute that could happen similar to 04-05, but that's a logical leap to take, isn't it, that we won't see a season played under the same divisions again?
Well, I don't really know how to respond to that because we have to create a schedule over the next several months. Mm-hmm. That schedule is going to happen next year regardless of what collective bargaining agreement we have in place. So, if they had consented, we would have had a four conference alignment. The fact that they didn't consent means we'll have a six division alignment. There very well may be an arbitration ruling between now and the time we collectively bargain, that'll settle the issue definitively with respect to what the alignment looks like when we do have a new collective bargaining agreement.
Just for the edification of some of the listeners, Bill, as I understand it, after the All-Star game, the PA and the league will sit down and start trying to hammer out the framework of what would we hope is a new CBA. Is that correct?
Yeah, we hope so. It's something that, Donald Fehr has asked for some time to get up on the learning curve, understand, the priorities of the players, get to know the players. We've been ready to engage on collective bargaining, substantive collective bargaining for some time, but he's asked for that time to prepare, and he suggests they'll be ready to engage sometime after the All-Star game. So obviously the sooner the better.
Do you think if this had been placed to a vote that players would have voted for this? It clearly, I think about players in Winnipeg and I think about players in Detroit, and I got to believe there's two teams right there, and that's off the top of my head, that would have been absolutely in favor of the new conferences. We certainly didn't hear any speak out against it when the announcement was made from Florida or from California, I should say.
It's hard for me to say that, and probably be presumptuous for me to say how the players would vote on this if a vote was put to the membership at large. Obviously a lot of it goes, in terms of casting a vote, probably goes into how the issues are framed. And I have no doubt that they were framed a certain way when they took a vote, apparently took a vote of the player reps. All I know is that our fans were very, very strongly in support of this. I think it's unfortunate for franchises like Dallas and Winnipeg and Columbus and Detroit and Minnesota, that they're not going to get the benefits of this. And unfortunately, I think it hurts our business in the short term. And, you know, it is what it is, and we'll deal with it. You know, we've dealt with disappointments before, and, you know, we've had some success under this alignment, so hopefully we'll have some success next year as well.
Well, Bill, one of the things I believe helps the business of the NHL is the HBO 24/7 series. Is there a way to do it outside of the Winter Classic just to keep giving hockey fans that real intimate behind-the-scenes look at what goes on a day-to-day basis with the players and teams?
Yeah, it's a good question, and thanks for that. I mean, we're really, really pleased with what HBO has done, and I think it really grants hockey fans a real inside look at what goes on and gives them a lot to think about and enjoy even more about our sport. And it's a fair question. I think we're looking at other ways, other times of the season, other scenarios, you know, other plots that we could use the same type of storytelling to help our fans.
Before you go, could the lack of a CBA hold up an announcement of next year's Winter Classic, or would you need to get the wheels in motion for an announcement? It's my recollection that right around the end of regular seasons, at least in a couple of occasions, that's when the announcements come.
We're trying to conduct business as usual with respect to next year. I mean, we certainly have no reason to anticipate that we'll have you know, any stoppages or anything like that. So, you know, we remain optimistic on the collective bargaining front, and you know, the planning for Winter Classic is going to go on and go forward. And in fact, I think we're probably ahead of schedule vis-a-vis where we've been in prior seasons in terms of announcing next year's game. So I think it's safe to say that in the relatively near future, everybody will be made aware of that.